rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbat Tailash. The headlines. Zambia's heavy dependence on imported petroleum products upsetting. Lufanyama Council Chairperson demands Mineral Wealth Marches local development. In international headlines, Afghanistan earthquake kills 600 plus people. And in sports, Liverpool agrees British record €125 fee for Isak. And now the news in detail. Lufanyama Council Chairperson Annie Kapandula says Lufanyama's global reputation for emerald production must match the district's development. She notes that the district's development does not reflect its mineral wealth. She has further expressed disappointment with the condition of roads in the district, particularly those leading to mining areas. Ms. Kapandula praised Brazili Mine for attending a local mining indaba, but criticized other mining companies for failing to attend a mining indaba aimed at fostering dialogue.
Refuaya bale aba fuide akalima naba ribukire lelo basanga lufwa nyama ipuseneko umusaba fya wile kurya kumabwe kurya naba kiransomena mweba pita boba mbimbi kila bushiko uri umusebo ushawuwe meudia ulalanga pati ukwa kufuta ebalonde ai kona man refuaya matala kile kwa lumpu matala ikipitile mwanka natala ishile kuisa matala ikikiru chonse ukulangati urufuwa nyama ekufumo vuboni.
Isoka District Commissioner Jairo Simbeye has disclosed that the district is experiencing a serious water crisis, as the existing water system was designed to supply the commodity only to 500 households. Mr. Simbeye says population increase and effects of climate change have worsened the situation, leaving communities without reliable access to safe water. He thanks World Vision Zambia for stepping in to operationalize some of the industrial boreholes in a bid to mitigate the crisis. Meanwhile, briefing the district commissioner at Chambeshi Water Plant, where borehole flushing works are underway, Department of Water Resource Development Engineering Assistant Justin Makonde says funds have been allocated for 4 boreholes. Mr. Makonde says due to the urgent need on the ground, a 5th borehole will be flushed through humanitarian consideration by the department. The United Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Association of Zambia says oil marketing companies cannot sell cheap fuel if they are ordering at expensive prices. Speaking to One Love Radio News Association President Givas Monga, in a reaction to the recent Energy Regulation Board's increase in the fuel price, says the increase in the fuel price will negatively affect the economy, but that there is need to note the causes of the increase, which includes the fuel order price from the suppliers. Mr. Monga has called on the nation to look at the bigger picture regarding the monthly adjustments of fuel and petroleum products and ensure that there is a common understanding of the situation, adding that as fuel reductions are celebrated, increments should also be understood.
Fuel, once fuel becomes expensive, it means that it will trickle down to a lot of things. Definitely the economy will shake, but at the same time we should look at the bigger picture. All ICs, oil marketing, all MCs, marketing companies, they cannot sell cheaper fuel when they import expensive fuel. So the balance must be done as they do. Every month they review. If there is need to increase, they increase. If there is need to reduce, they reduce. I think by now we should be getting used to it. When they reduce, we celebrate. When they increase, definitely we lament, but we must look at the bigger picture. Who is gaining at this juncture? For now, we are crying. We pray that next month.
A social economist says it is upsetting that Zambia's heavy dependence on imported petroleum products always makes domestic pump prices quite sensitive to shift or uncertainties in both the exchange rate and global oil market dynamics, especially that there seems not to be enough storage capacity backed by some formidable oil contracts. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Tsanga says, surprisingly, even a modest weakening of the kwacha now raises the local cost of petrol and diesel differently, while global premiums are seemingly to add some more additional pressure. Mr. Tsanga says adjustment might be a serious tug of war, deemed necessary to sustain the availability of fuel on the market, following market players' streaks and sale games that were exercised that led to an artificial shortage. He says while Zambia's inflation rate has just recently declined, the latest fuel adjustment may introduce some renewed inflationary pressures in the short term.
We also have a getting impact on it, the operations as well as management of things. SME may tend to adjust pricing or absorb costs, which will be able to affect their profit margins. Now, on the side of what we are seeing in the macroeconomic environment, the inflation context here is that we have recorded a decline in the inflation, which has moderately taken to the downward trend, meaning the moderate aspect that we are able to see, which is impacting on the inflation, might not be the case now. The fuel concept here will be able to trigger an increment that will be able to come forth there, triggering a short-term upward pressure.
Church News. Former Zambia Revenue Authority Commission.